Welcome to Making Bank. I am Josh Felber, where we uncover the success strategies and the mindsets of the top 1% so you can amplify your life and your business today. I'm really super excited and honored for today's guest. Mastin Kipp is an American entrepreneur, best-selling author, and renowned public speaker. He's also the creator of Functional Life Coaching. He has toured with the Oprah's Life Class and was featured on Miss Winfrey's Emmy Award-winning show, Super Soul Sunday, as a leader of the next generation of spiritual thinkers. Mastin is also the author of the best-selling book, Daily Love, and the forthcoming book here coming out within the next few days, Claim Your Power. He has also been featured in outlets like Well Plus Good, Huffington Post, and has appeared on Fox News, ABC, CBS News, and many more. Mastin, I am so excited to welcome you to Making Bank today.
Hey, Josh, I'm happy to be here, man. Thank you so much for having me.
For sure. It's such an honor and just so cool that we met several months back. And totally. I think I just felt that energy and I thought, wow, man, this guy can really, I think, help serve our Making Bank audience, as well as just the greatness that you've been able to do and put out in the world, you know, throughout your life so far.
Awesome. Well, I'm thrilled and I love entrepreneurs. I feel the pain and the love and I know that what it feels like to be unemployable but be frustrated at how to make it work. So I'm happy to be here and excited to serve.
Super. Tell me a little bit about, I guess, initially what kind of got you in this whole entrepreneurial space and how you got started?
Sure. I mean, I think from just early on, I was completely someone who never followed the rules. Like, I was the kid that always asked why, and it wasn't until many years later I realized that's actually the five whys, the Toyota manufacturing process is actually right. A good thing. But, you know, as a kid, that's never a good thing. And, I was in Los Angeles as a music manager, and through a series of unfortunate events, drugs, breakup, egos in Hollywood, kind of got sort of booted out of a position of power when I was 21 years old. I was senior vice president of A&R at Geffen Records.
Oh, wow.
I kind of made a decision on my knees, really, really strung out on cocaine, to say, like, I want to feel as good off these drugs as I did on
sure.
them, you know, because I felt pretty good when I was doing them until the next morning. and that really sort of started the sort of spiritual and entrepreneurial quest. It was at that time I kind of also realized that I was sort of unemployable, if that makes any sense. So I didn't want to go back and have a boss that could just have that kind of power and just like fire me
sure.
for some BS, you know, that wasn't exactly true. So that was like probably the most important defining moment of my life as it relates to really becoming an entrepreneur and especially doing this work. Like, I moved to Hollywood to get into the music business.
Right.
And I just did not want to be the guy on stage going like, yes or yes or any of that type of stuff. I got dragged into this, and nothing that I worked on other than what I'm doing now tended to work out. So eventually I kind of just paid attention to the signs
sure.
and started to realize like, hey kid, you're here to help and here to make a difference. And it's been, you know, a struggle and a blessing and a journey along the way. But it's essentially, if you pay attention to the signs, and one of my mentors, Jeff Spencer, says, right. read the tea leaves. I was reading the tea leaves and all signs pointed to what I'm doing now, but it's been a journey.
Wow. You know, I guess going from, you know, that position, you know, you were, you know, with A&R and I mean, it's obviously, you know, as entrepreneurs, it's probably similar with, you know, you got a lot of stress and it's just, you know, everything, you just keep moving and your brain's always running and obviously
totally.
Connecting with, I guess, drugs, as you said, with, you know, to kind of disconnect from all that and to
totally.
Alleviate. And, you know, as entrepreneurs, we do the same thing, whether it's addicted to working more, you know,
for sure,
or adrenaline junkies and diving out of airplanes and base jumping and everything, trying to find, I guess, that flow
right.
and really connect. And so a lot of times it takes kind of that breaking point to be able to make that change.
That's right. That's right. And I use a woo-woo term for it. I do believe in God and I do believe in,
awesome.
You know, I also believe in, you know, exponential growth and Ray Kurzweil and all that stuff too. So I kind of mix spirituality and tech and innovation, but I called it a divine storm where it's almost like this higher power or this essence is saying like, stop with the nonsense. You have more important sure. work to do. My clients call it a shit storm. We all have those moments where we feel lost, but those are the moments where we really get clear on like what makes us unique and eventually what will help us differentiate, I think. So moments when we're really doubting ourselves or when life seems against you, mm-hmm. when harvested correctly, can bear tremendous, tremendous, tremendous fruit.
Right. And tell me, so I know one of the hardest things is to actually see those signs, as you mentioned, you read the tea leaves and you know, but I guess as when you're in that moment, you're in that time and everything is going on, how do you actually see that, or how do you position yourself to know what to look for?
Sure. You need mentorship one way or another, whether it's an audiobook, whether it's a free video on YouTube, or whether, you know, you're investing in, you know, Grant Cardone's highest end program, you know, like it just, whatever it is that you can flow with and afford and invest in and stretch into,
right?
You got to fill your mind and fill your life with knowledge from people who are, you know, ahead of you essentially.
Sure.
And one of the things that I learned to do, with an author named Carolyn Mace, who's been on Oprah probably, I don't know, 20 something times, multiple New York Times bestsellers. She talks about how to look at your life, what she calls archetypally, and archetypal patterns come from, you know, Carl Jung, the sort of the collective unconscious. And when you look at your life archetypally, you can start to see that it's not personal. Like, it's not like you are a failure because this happened. You can understand that this is something that everybody goes through. It's a rite of passage in a way.
Right.
So when you dissociate from the idea that I'm a failure, and you start to see like this is just a process that's normal and natural, you can start to get out of that more and more and more. So that's been very helpful. You know, obviously calming the nervous system, any type of meditation process to calm the nervous system, because when you're in fight or flight mode, your ability to see possibility sort of shortens and you can only see a limited number of options.
For
but
sure.
When you're more relaxed in that flow state, you can see a lot more options and availability. So it's also good to kind of get a change of environment as well, because a lot of times, you know, being in the same home or the same area, the same place over and over and over again, it kind of becomes routine. And, you know, getting that pattern interrupt where you can get outside of that is very powerful. Branson talks a lot about, you know, how vacations are really great for him to come up with new business ideas. And maybe you can't take a vacation because you're working a dead end job right now and you want to start a business, but at least you can go for a walk and go to Starbucks. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You break pattern for sure.
Yeah. No, definitely. I think one of the key things you mentioned too was you know, you stop thinking it's happening to me and, you know, I'm a failure. It's happening to me is more as, hey, this is just part of the growth. It's part of the path that I'm on and I'm experiencing it. This person's experiencing it that, you know, at some point throughout their life.
100%. I think probably the biggest, problem or impediment to entrepreneurial growth is self-focus. Now, you got to take care of yourself for sure. But like when you're worried about like how many followers do I have? How many open emails am I getting opened, or how big was my launch? Like, you are so focused on yourself instead of focusing on how can I serve, and understanding that everyone who's ever been, you know, where you are has gone through the same thing. So if you expect that you shouldn't go through hard times, your expectations are either out of alignment with what's necessary to grow and become the person that you want to grow, or you are delusional, right? Yeah. So it's like you got to anticipate pain but prevent suffering. And I think the difference between the two is suffering is when you think things are happening to you, when there's an expectation that things shouldn't be difficult. This is when suffering happens. Pain is going to happen. And, you know, the whole Claim Your Power book is about really how to find that purpose and find your purpose. When you find your purpose, it brings meaning to the pain that you've been through. And it also helps you take the focus off of yourself and understand there's something larger for you to contribute to.
Okay.
And look at like exponential technology, or, you know, you look at guys like Ray Kurzweil or Peter Diamandis.
Right.
They talk about major, like a huge, big, gigantic 10X, 100X goal, right? And you can think of that as an expression of purpose in a lot of ways. But when you have that purpose and that sense of who you are and why you're here, you know, it gives context to the struggle as a growth process rather than a reason to stop or to focus on yourself and make it all about you. Because nobody wants to be in a room with someone who's only focused on themselves. And if you posted once on Facebook and think you're going to be a millionaire, you need to check yourself, you know?
Right. Well, you know, and I think that's what people are seeing these days is, you know, you got these guys or just come out of nowhere and it's like, oh, photos here, photos there. And, you know, they're with, you know, whether they're fake, whether they're real, whatever it may be, you know, they're giving this impression that, you know, they've worked a day and now they have all this stuff.
Yes.
I think the whole thing that you mentioned was the self-focus, you know, and instead of looking at, you know, what am I getting out of this, you know, based on the number of opens or clicks or, you know, through your emails and things like that, is, you know, how can I better serve my clients, my customers?
100%. And don't get me wrong, like, you got to have a dashboard, you got to know your metrics, you got to know your numbers, like all of that's important, but it's secondary, because when you look into the world and you think I'm poor, I don't have enough money, or I'm in lack,
sure.
But you change your mindset to who can I help right now? Like, if you look around, there's a lot of people who need help.
Right.
So, and what happens is, you know, entrepreneurs tend to hit a crisis, usually in a dead end job or some type of job, Jerry Maguire moment, right? Where like there's a crisis.
Right.
And then they have to, you know, they were probably focused on serving a boss or focused on serving someone else, and they had to kind of focus on themselves. And there's a fear that if I take the focus off myself and put it back on somebody else, that that same pattern will emerge.
Sure.
And so that sort of is a maturation process. And if you look at anyone who's like crushing it, you know, consciously or unconsciously, they have their primary focus on who they're serving.
Definitely.
That's the number one thing. And, you know, even if you're looking at your metrics, they should be, you know, service-driven metrics. Like, how are we really adding value here?
Right.
I think the biggest value that you can find in any promotion or marketing campaign or launch is not in the buyers, but in the non-buyers. And, you know, like looking at like Nobody Left Behind, one of my friends, George Bryant, he wrote The Paleo Kitchen. I love him. He's a
George is awesome.
You know, George? Yeah. So we talked about this at a recent mastermind about how like there should be nobody left behind, this like Marine mentality.
Right.
And I thought this is brilliant. This is what we've been doing sort of unconsciously, but he sort of quantified it and put a process to it. And, you know, when you're focused on serving people, especially people who don't buy from you, because just because they don't buy from you doesn't mean they're not valuable. It probably means you didn't do a good enough job marketing your value and your transformation to them.
Sure.
You can learn a lot. So people are not just numbers. Like, you know, every time there's an open rate, like if there's a percentage there, those are hearts and souls and people who are actually there,
right?
You know, who have a life. And we have to humanize it again, not make it, you know, sort of this, you know, sort of sterile metric or dashboard.
Definitely.
Know, remember the human element for sure.
Well, and I totally agree. And I, you know, just with the whole non-buyer mentality, I think is key, because if we can find a way to serve them better, you know, that's going to enhance their lives, which will then in turn provide those other parts that, you know, the dashboard metrics or whatever, you know, the buys and things like that.
That's right. People are so focused on lead generation, but they're not focused on reducing churn. It's like,
right.
it's almost like I want to get married every week to some new person and not focus on deepening my relationship with my current spouse. Like, it makes no sense.
For sure.
So I think this is what purpose really is all about, because when you discover like your life's purpose, you understand like what your real mission is, and it puts a different focus on your priorities. You know, it's not necessarily just about growth. It's about impact. It's not just about numbers in a funnel. It's about, you know, lives changed. And I also think consumption. Because a lot of people put a big focus on the marketing side and they don't put a big focus on the consumption side.
For sure.
And I think the consumption side is probably 10 times, 100 times more important than the marketing side. You know, how much money and time do we spend focused on like a marketing funnel, and how much money and time do we spend focused on a consumption funnel? I guarantee you the answer is zero for most people.
Right. No, that's the truth, because you're like, hey, you know, let's get this funnel out, let's market it, and let's, you know, try to get as many in, you know, as pipe people in as possible. So one of the things you mentioned and was about purpose in finding your purpose. And I know in your new book, Claim Your Power, you know, it's all, you know, I guess the sub is a 40-day journey to dissolve the hidden blocks that keep you stuck. And
yes.
I think that's, you know, for me, that was one of the big things, is like, you know, what is my purpose? You know, I've owned 15 different companies since I was 14, and you know, it's, and you're on such a path and you hit your goals and you accomplish the things, you know, I, like you mentioned Tony Robbins earlier in our pre-talk, and he wrote the foreword, right? In the, or
no, no, no.
I'm sorry.
No, that'd be amazing. Dave Asprey wrote
Dave
the
Asprey,
foreword, but
then,
yeah, Tony Robbins, has endorsed my work. Yes.
There we go. Endorsed your work. There we go. I was heading down that path for you. You know, and I, you know, just studying his material when I was 14 and setting
of
goals
course.
And applying it. Then all of a sudden, you kind of hit all that, and it's like, oh, what is my next? What is my purpose? Where am I going with that? And so,
sure.
I'd love to know a little bit more from Claim Your Power. How do we rediscover what that is? How do we break through those blocks or dissolve those blocks?
Sure. So first, let me say that, you know, Tony's work has deeply influenced my work, and you know, when you dive deep in, I mean, the best seminar in the world, hands down, better than any of my seminars, anyone else's seminars, is Date with Destiny.
Yeah.
And if you haven't been to Date with Destiny, you got to get your butt there. It's amazing. And you know, Tony teaches, you know, similar concepts, and what Claim Your Power is it's really sort of like my riff or my differentiation, mm-hmm. sort of a different take on similar concepts.
Okay.
And you know, Tony took concepts from Bandler and Grinder and NLP
right.
and Jim Rohn, and so I sort of see myself as carrying a baton in a certain way to like a newer generation of folks.
Cool.
But what's specifically different about Claim Your Power is that we help you get crystal clear on the blocks that are holding you back, not to make them bigger or so that they can stop you. There's this sort of this superstition that if I talk about negative things that Voldemort will show up and ruin my business or something like that. And nothing could be further from the truth. Everybody, I don't care if you're, you know, just getting started or if you're a multi-billionaire, everybody has internal blocks that are holding them back. And the sort of the hidden blocks is a Trojan horse term for trauma. We all have trauma, and entrepreneurs, in a lot of ways, their entrepreneurial quest is a quest to escape their trauma through success. But nothing they do externally, or any of us that does externally, will help us outrun unresolved problems internally.
Right.
And you know, you're seeing right now, like, you know, as we're recording this, like sort of the upper limit of Travis over at Uber. Now, he took Uber super, super far, but I guarantee you that there's some internal things that he's got to work on.
Sure.
And we all have it. So it doesn't matter how successful you are. And in trauma, sometimes can be thought about like, well, I had to be massively sexually abused. And I've worked with women who have had some of the worst sexual abuse you could ever imagine.
Right.
And we've helped them get free. But I've also worked with someone who their father was 10 minutes late picking them up from school, and they made up a meaning that they weren't enough. So the brain interprets trauma similarly. Sure. So it's not like, well, if you don't have the most significant trauma, then it doesn't apply to you. It's like, no, it applies to everybody, because, you know, as much as we want to, you know, take nootropics and hack everything and, you know, merge ourselves with the cloud and all that jazz. Right. Like, you still have an amygdala, you still have fight or flight response, you still have cortisol, you still have this meat sack that's terrified of uncertainty. And so what we help people do is understand, why do they do things that appear to be self-sabotage? And it's never sabotage. It's always protection.
Okay.
People do what they do for good purposes because there's a level of protection. They think if they don't do it, then on some level, they're going to die. So what functional life coaching is, and what Claim Your Power is a framework for how to get really crystal clear on the root cause. So you can think of it similar to like functional medicine. You know, the idea with functional medicine is we don't treat the symptoms. Functional medicine gets down to the root cause. A lot of doctors today treat symptoms. And a lot of personal development today focuses on symptoms, which is just behavior. Like, let me just try to not smoke or not drink, or let me just try to not eat sugar. But the deeper truth is there's underlying blocks that produce that behavior in the first place that we have to address and we have to dissolve so that you can go to that next level in your life. And the thing is, what people don't want to understand or know is they want to think, well, I did the work and I never have to do it again, versus like, this is my work now. And 9 times out of 9, people's trauma is the prerequisite for their purpose in a lot of ways. Like, the pain that they went through was sort of necessary for them to add the value, because they have an empathy, or they have a perspective that helps people get free who don't have those same resources. So that's sort of the summary of the book, and as quickly as I could be in a lot of ways. So, you know, a lot of personal development is just focused on big dreams, and people talk about 10xing their business.
Right.
If you really want to 10x your business, you also have to 10x your healing, because you can't 10x your business if you don't do the inner work too. In fact, first, in a lot of ways.
For
you can't
sure.
You'll burn out.
No, I think that's huge. I mean, I think that, you know, as entrepreneurs, you know, we see the 10xing and the going after the vision and your dreams and your 3 and 5 and 10 year and stuff. But, and maybe what you said about you don't have to have such a huge traumatic experience, it can be those small ones. And I guess for me, his question is, okay, how do we really discover what that limiting block is?
Sure. Well, the
especially
short
if
answer
it's
is
a smaller one, you know?
Sure. The short answer is Claim Your Power is a step-by-step process to help you get there. But okay. I'll also add as much value as I can right now. If you look at any behavior that you want to change, right? It could be being a jerk boss. It could be stuffing your face with sugar on Friday night. It could be being emotionally distant from your spouse. It could be being afraid to raise your rates. Like, whatever it is that you want to look at.
Right.
If you look at that, you're going to realize that that behavior is produced by a story that you're telling yourself, that my wife is a bitch, or that, you know, no one's going to pay that because the marketplace, this is too expensive for the marketplace.
Right.
There's usually a story associated with that.
Okay.
And what most people would tell you to do is just change the story.
Sure.
No, the marketplace would totally accept it. This is just you're just BSing yourself. Or, no, my wife's not a bitch. She's awesome. But like, how many times have you like done an affirmation? I love myself, or she's amazing. And like 99% of you says that's complete bullshit. What are you talking about? Like, you can't fake it till you make it. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, this is bullshit, right? So like, what you have to understand is underneath the story is an emotion that's producing that story. And most people never want to go there, especially dudes. Like, one of the reasons why this book is like black, it's a black cover. and Dave Asprey wrote the foreword is because I want to make sure that guys understand that this is important for them as well. And my hope is that women will buy this book, love it, and then kind of give it to their guy. And because it's a black cover and it has Dave Asprey's name on it, the guy, oh, that's just, yeah, this is cool, man. But then we start talking about emotions, you know. And the emotion is what's driving that story. And usually there's an emotion of frustration or anger or powerlessness. And if you do work, and this process is in the book, you can understand that there's a belief about yourself or about life that's producing that emotion. And then we have to look at, well, what's that belief? Like, I'm not enough. Usually is some version of that. And then from there, you have to understand, well, what's a belief? Well, Tony Robbins defines a belief as a feeling of absolute certainty about what something means. So we have to ask ourselves, well, what's the something in that? What does something mean? And that's the old trauma. So it's like, when is the first time you remember believing this?
Sure.
And it could be like your dad, when you were seven, you know, looked at your report card and said, you got one B or something like that. Like, who knows? And then you made up a meaning that says, well, I have to be perfect in order to get the love from my father. And that starts out your perfectionist path. But now it's messing up your ability to start a new business, because if you can't do it perfectly, they don't want to start it. So it's completely related.
Right.
So what I do is I trace your limiting behavior back to the story, back to the emotion and to the belief and into the source of it. And that's essentially functional life coaching in a nutshell. But, you know, most people don't like that journey because they want some quick fix and they want to be, you know, 10Xing. But they're not even looking at why they can't even double, you know. And by the way, doubling your business is huge.
Oh, yeah. It is. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I know my wife started a skincare company in 2012, and every year, I mean, it's doubled. It's massive. I mean, you know, it looks a little bit at first in the beginning, and then all of a sudden when you start hitting those seven figures and it's doubling, it's just astronomical in the process. So no, and I think that's great. And so then obviously we only have a little limited time here, so Mastin can't go into all the details on how to break through, but Claim Your Power is going to give us more steps and more process to go through, correct?
Yeah, this framework has been 10 years in the making. I do high-end retreats in like Bali and Maui and seminars, and I work with a lot of high-end folks. And over the last decade, I've sort of extracted out my process so that more people can access it, because my goal ultimately in my lifetime is to end trauma. And I think that this will be a great contribution to that, so people can understand what's stopping them and kind of, you know, help heal those parts of themselves so they can grow bigger.
Cool. And so through this journey, what was your one or two top things that you've learned from that you've uncovered that has really made a transformation in your life?
Sure. I think the focus on service is first and foremost the most important thing. When you focus on serving other people, life will take care of you.
Right.
And also, piggyback on that, when you serve other people, and this is going to sound a little woo-woo, but that's cool. I believe that when you serve other people, like, you will step into what's called effortless survival. Like, you don't have to worry about like the bills getting paid. Like, you will be taken care of if you're taking care of others. Like, that's just like, I would say like top two. And then the third thing is, and it's always about adding value, but people always ask me like, Mastin, how did you get on, you know, Super Soul Sunday, or, you know, how did Tony or Ariana or any of these people, like, how did you get in their orbit? And I think the most important thing is that, like, dedicate your life and your mission and your business to something larger than yourself, and focus on adding value to people who are further down the road than you are. And when you're mission driven, people resonate with that. If you're coming at someone with like, my book, my podcast, my this, my that,
sure,
like, that sort of is a turnoff. But when you can focus on, here's the mission, here's how this can help you, here's how this can serve, that just resonates, because people who are in power positions can notice people who have power, even if they're not that far along in their career yet. Like, they notice that similar pattern. So I just focus, and ultimately it's just three ways to focus on the give, I guess.
Cool. No, that's awesome. What are kind of your daily habits? Because obviously you've probably have some kind of routine set up.
Big time.
So I'd love to hear what you do and how that plays out.
No problem. Yeah, a lot of people talk about how important the morning is, right, and I agree the morning is very important. However, what I've found is that in order to have a powerful morning, you got to really protect your bedtime and get into a rhythm at night.
Okay.
So I think that a great morning starts in the evening. And so, you know, I got the blue blocking sunglasses that Dave Asprey recommends, and it's been so helpful because I've had the hardest time going to bed. But when I put those things on, like, I'll crash.
Amazing.
And I'm dedicating myself. I get 8.5 hours of sleep per night, as much as I can. When I wake up, I do some 10 minutes of meditation. I hop on a treadmill desk for about an hour. I walk, I write my daily blog. I immediately then go to the gym. And then I come back, I meditate, I fuel up on some great food, and then I get into the rest of my day. But I prioritize sleep. Mm. I prioritize, morning cardio that's very level one heart rate, I guess you could say.
Sure.
Then, training, and that gets me in the right state. But for me, the number one most important thing is sleep. And, you look at guys like The Rock who get like 3 or 4 hours of sleep a night. Like, he's probably literally a genetic mutant. like most people can't operate with like 4 or 5 hours of sleep.
Right.
So, I think prioritizing sleep is the most important thing. And people will talk about how, I want to get less sleep so I can have more in the day. It's like, well, okay, cool. But if you get more sleep, you have more days. So I think that you'll actually live longer.
That's
true. As much as we hustle, I work my ass off, but as much as we hustle, learning how to prioritize recovery and rest is very important. So that's probably my number one tip is really making and prioritizing your creativity and your movement in the morning is huge.
Cool. Yeah, no, I think that's definitely the recovery portion of it is I know one of the things is I know if I'm traveling and I slack off on some of the recovery things I do in the evening, as you mentioned,
totally.
It makes a huge difference. You start feeling it. Maybe 1 or 2 days you're okay, but after that third, fourth, fifth day,
100%.
You feel it, and mentally too. It takes a toll and stuff as well. So
yeah, when I travel, it's a pain in the ass because I have to bring so much food. I have to bring a treadmill desk with me. I mean, there's literally me traveling is like drama in a lot of ways. But I have to take care of myself. People think I'm a prima donna, but it's like, okay, cool. You're gonna go to the bar. You're gonna drink. You're gonna have all this food. You're gonna load up on sodium, and in 3 days you're gonna feel like shit. I'm gonna bring all my stuff, and I'm gonna like lose weight while I'm on the road.
Right.
That's my goal. One day I'm gonna write a book about all the crazy things that I hear at 5 o'clock in the morning in like mastermind gyms. Like it's just crazy, like at different hotels. Like I hear the craziest stuff. I was just at recent a mastermind. Someone's like, "Oh yeah, you're walking with a treadmill desk, but you should buy this $65,000 machine that like does it for you." I was just like, "You guys are crazy. Entrepreneurs are crazy."
I always like to get out and just go for like a run, especially when I'm out. Then you're outside and you don't have to deal with all the people in the gym and stuff. And
so funny. It's fun.
Cool. Well, we got a few minutes left. Where can people find more about you? Where can they go get the book at?
Awesome. Well, yeah. So my website's just simple. It's just Mastin, Mastin, Kip, KIPP.com. And the book is claimyourpowerbook.com. And there, when you grab your copy of the book, it's a 40-day process. So I put together a 40-day coaching process to help you go through the book and sort of have me as your coach. So you can get that absolutely on the house when you go over to claimyourpowerbook.com too.
Cool. That's fantastic. One last thought, idea, wisdom that you want to leave our audience with before we wrap up.
Sure. I think the biggest thing, and probably it's not like a broken record, but when you can dedicate yourself to a cause and a purpose bigger than yourself, when you can get, and that might just be in the beginning proving the haters wrong, like people who don't think you can do it.
Sure.
But when you tap into something larger than yourself and you offer your gift, even if you don't know exactly what it is, but to others in the form of service, like you are going to sign up for an incredible journey. And the only thing that's stopping you is, past trauma. And when you really get clear on, what that is for you and why it's there and not beat yourself up, but, understand that, maybe you're not going as fast as you could be because a part of you is scared to move forward.
Right.
To me, that is greatness. To me, that is really what power is all about.
Sure.
That is what takes you to that next level. So, consciously dedicate yourself to serving others and then also consciously dedicate yourself to just, doing the inner work and don't do the bypass, really focus on taking really great care of yourself so that you can be a vessel of service.
Awesome. And just one quick note, when you mentioned, hey, find a cause bigger than yourself, because, I don't want people to think, I can't go do that because I got to go to Africa for 6 months. And maybe just give us a quick little insight because we want people to take action and we want people to go do that.
There's a couple different phases. If you're just getting started and you're in fight or flight mode and you're worried about paying your bills, like it doesn't really matter that other people, that there's other issues out there.
Right.
So it could literally be proving the people wrong who say you can't do it. Like if you're just getting started and you're wondering, should I do this? Like, just know that every time you don't take action or start your business, like the person who hurt you or the person who said that you couldn't do it is winning.
Right.
So like prove them wrong. Some of the best success is revenge. Now, at some point that's going to get old and you're going to have to learn how to focus on what the world needs and start to focus on like certain types of problems will be coming to you and you'll start to be able to figure that out. But it's a discovery process. You're not going to know that ahead of time. So don't try to know stuff that you don't know before you know it. Like
right.
See it as a daily process. But in the very beginning, prove the haters wrong, because if you don't take action, they're right. And that usually gets people like you, man, I'm not fucking right. I'm gonna fucking do this. You know, like, yeah. And that to me is really important. But eventually, like, I'm no longer trying to prove the people wrong who said I couldn't do it because my demonstration proves them wrong.
Right.
But now what fuels me is, like, I want to put an end to trauma because it's hereditary. That's a larger cause. But now because I have a larger business and I can focus on that, it's cool to focus on that. But for just now, if you're just getting started, prove the haters wrong.
Cool. Awesome.
Right now. And not tomorrow.
Yeah. Do it right now. Well, awesome. Well, Mastin, I really appreciate your time coming on, just sharing your knowledge with our Making Bank audience and just connecting with them. Guys, I want you guys to get out there, go grab Claim Your Power, really dive into it, learn, understand it, and start applying it in your life today. Also, rewind, go back and watch this video again. It was chocked full of so much information that's going to help you transform your life. So, Mastin, thank you again for coming on Making Bank today.
Josh, thank you so much, man. It was so much fun. The time went by so fast. It was great speaking with you, man.
I am Josh Felber. You are watching Making Bank. Get out and be extraordinary.